This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. 100 years ago, the first shots were fired in a global war that would last 4 years and cost the lives of more than 10 million men. It introduced the world to the terrors of industrialized warfare, machine guns, tanks, and poison gas, and descriptions that still resonate, phrases like the lost generation and the war to end wars. But the artifacts of the conflict, the letters, the posters, the drawings, photos, and film clips, bear powerful witness to an aspect of World War I often overshadowed by its sheer scale, namely, the individual. Gene Cannon and Elizabeth Garver compiled these artifacts for a book, The World at War, 1914 to 1918, based on an exhibit at the Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Y'all are co-curators of that exhibit, right?
Yes, we are.
That's correct.
So what do we learn about this conflict by looking at these artifacts, especially 100 years later? I mean, books have been written, movies have been made, and epic books and films too. What do you think we learn?
Well, some of these letters, especially, I deal with the French collections in particular, and especially some of these letters that are written from the trenches, under fire in some certain cases, are it's very moving to see the actual document, the actual letter, the actual hesitation in the handwriting, the actual, sometimes they'll even write in the sound of bombs falling. And those things you just can't get from a book. You can't get from any other medium than seeing it in an exhibition.
You know, one of the things that's most striking as you go through the book is how smooth and still vivid and powerful a lot of the propaganda posters are, which obviously were successful in their own way. And then there's this dirty reality of the war as seen, you know, or even illustrated by some of the soldiers. Did you try to juxtapose that on purpose? Was that part of it?
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the best parts of the show is that you get these deeply personal accounts from the letters, but then you also... The propaganda posters really hit home, I think, in showing how widespread this war was as far as affecting everyone, the battlefront, the home front. They're very, very colorful. And most people think of this conflict in terms of black and white and sepia, and somehow that makes it seem so far away. Whereas the propaganda posters, they very much reflect the sort of advertising that we have in the world today. So somehow that brings it closer, you know, closer to our experience.
The exhibition and the book, The World at War, 1914 to 1918 at the Ransom Center. We've been talking with Gene Cannon and Elizabeth Garver, who compile the artifacts for the book, and they are also the co-curators of the exhibition. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.